Now we got Unitego and Newark Valley. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. It'll be a little bit abbreviated here, but want to remind you that Butler has the largest selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Well, folks, our special guest tonight, we haven't seen him since the beginning of the season, Morrisville Women's Assistant Coach Ryan Mahana. Coach, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Coach, I have to say, congratulations to the Morrisville women's team winning your conference championship. You're going to the NCAA tournament this weekend. That's awesome for you guys.
Thanks, Dave. You know, and a lot of our listeners have people and friends that are part of our program, players, former players, and it's really been a exciting time for everyone because we've been right there, you know, at the edge of it, and now we're there. We're heading down to Gettysburg College on Thursday.
Super exciting. I mean, you have a Morris grad, a Downsville grad, a South Courtright grad, a Worcester grad,
Oneonta
grad. I mean, the locals are flocking to Morrisville. We love it. It's great to see them doing well. And I mean, Taylor McCroney was huge for you guys, right, down the stretch in that championship game.
She was. She did a fun trick that players like to do where they play terrible until the very end when we need them, and then they're amazing. So we'll take it.
Coach, I'm excited because, I mean, you followed Unitego. You've been to some Newark Valley games this year. You're always out recruiting, so it's awesome to have you here tonight. So we're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. Great atmosphere. Newark Valley is the number one seed, and also they have been number one in the state for most of the season. So we're in for a treat tonight. Can Unitego hang with the big dogs? We'll see when we come back on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Unitego and at Newark Valley here tonight. Let's do the starting lineups. First for Unitego, of course, sophomore number 4, Bailey McCoy. Senior number 5, Alexa Lucia. Junior number 15, Maddie Wilsey. Freshman number 22, Lizzie Kraft. And the senior number 23, Tatum Coddington. On the other side for Newark Valley, they start with junior number 1, Haley Beebe. Sophomore number 10, Cha Gardner. They have senior number 21, Hannah Ferguson. Senior number 25, Taylor Benjamin. And senior number 50, Grace Gardner. The first thing that stands out, Coach, Newark Valley is tall and big. How does Unitego hang on to this one here tonight?
They're tall, big, and they have wings and a point guard.
So Newark Valley, one of the best teams in the state. They win the tip and go right in and get a left-handed layup on that far side with Hannah Ferguson. And Newark Valley leads 2-0.
You're going to see pressure all game from Newark Valley, Nate.
And went to the far side. Looks like maybe a quick over and back there as Kylie Musaw was straddling that line, and it's going to go right back to Newark Valley. They're in the white with the black and red trim. Unitego's in the green with the white trim. And Newark Valley gets it down low. We will have a bucket down low by Gardner. 7.5 to go here in the first quarter.
If either Gardner sister is going to catch the ball with 2 feet in the paint, it's going to be a long night.
And she got that, and she was fouled, so that's Grace Gardner. Gardner at the line at 6'1", and her younger sister is at 6'3". And so she completes the old-fashioned three-point play. Newark Valley is off to a 5-0 start. just 30 seconds in. And Unitigo gets across midcourt. They go to Bailey McCoy on the right side. McCoy back to Musaw, the champions of the MAC. Unitigo, it's taken away here by Newark Valley. And they'll look to set it up with Taylor Benjamin. Been hearing so much, Coach, about this Newark Valley team. How many times did you get to see him this year?
I've seen him, this is my third time.
So in the corner, a three ball here for the Cardinals. No good. Rebound underneath. Picked back up by Newark Valley. Beebe at the foul line. Hit the rim twice and goes down. And a timeout taken by Unitigo. We're a minute in, and Newark Valley leads 7-0 here over Unitigo. The Cardinals are the real deal, and we'll be right back on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays 8 to 1.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Unitigo finds themselves in an early 7-0 hole in the Section 4 Class C semifinals, trying to book their trip to the championship game. Delhi did that earlier with the win over Union Springs. Musaw down low finds Matty Wilsey, tosses one up on the baseline, no good. And the size of Newark Valley was there. They try the home run pass ahead here for Taylor Benjamin out of bounds. Coach, looks like they really try to get out and push it too.
Yeah, Haley Beebe is small, but she throws unbelievable hit-ahead passes for her size. Unbelievable strength.
6.5 to go in this first quarter. Unitigo with the basketball. Here is Musaw across midcourt as Unitigo goes right to left. They find Coddington. That's her sweet spot in the corner for three, and she hits it. Tatum Coddington gets Unitigo on the board. It's 7-3.
When they have opportunity to make perimeter shots, they got to knock them down.
Cardinals with the ball quickly in transition. Left side, and they get a layup, and it's good for Hannah Ferguson, and she's fouled. Boy, and the passing lanes just seem wide open right now for the Cardinals.
It's a brave decision to pressure this team, but I respect coming out aggressive. You got to have short leash with it.
So Hannah Ferguson to the line will step in here for the Newark Valley Cardinals. And her shot is off the back of the rim. Rebound for Alexa Lucia. Looking to push it down the floor to Bailey McCoy on the right side in front of the Newark Valley bench. Feeds Coddington far side. Pump fakes, but they'll call a travel. And with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter, it's NV9 and Unitigo 3. Try to get you an out-of-town score update on that Franklin girls game. Last check we had, they were up 52-29 to end the third over South Courtright. So it could be Franklin and Marathon in that D final this weekend. And a three ball to the right side here for Hannah Ferguson. She's got 7 for Newark Valley. It's 12-3. Unitigo down. 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Another steal. Newark Valley taking it to the rim. It's up and good for Taylor Benjamin. Makes it 14-3. We'll have a timeout here. And Unitigo in trouble early with 5:43 to go first quarter. Newark Valley 14, Unitigo 3 on WCDO.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 5:40 to go in the first quarter. Unitigo girls find themselves down 14-3. Coddington down the left side of the floor for Unitigo. Works it back out to Musaw at the top of the key. Back to Lex Lucia left side. The only points for Unitego so far, a three by Connington. Here's Maddie Wilsey from the high post, and she hits it. And that cuts it to 14-5. Cardinals back down the floor here with Haley Beebe, the junior guard. And they'll feed one to the right side for Taylor Benjamin. Far side back for Beebe. Floater in the lane, no. Left it short, rebound Connington. Unitego looking to run. Ahead here with Bailey McCoy. And we'll work one back out for Connington. Now to Lucia. Good ball movement. They find Musaw. Didn't pull the trigger in the left corner as Unitego goes right to left. High post for Wilsey. Steps back. Pull-up jumper for Wilsey. No. Too strong. Rebound underneath by Cha Gardner. And an outlet pass now for Beebe across midcourt. And Newark Valley leads 14-5 with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Three ball here for the Cardinals. Too strong. Rebound from Musaw. And that shot was from Taylor Benjamin in the far side corner. Lucia gets away from a double team, finds Musaw to the left side. Connington wants a three, pulls it up, left it a little short there, and a rebound underneath by Ferguson. And Hannah Ferguson comes across midcourt, and now we'll leave it for Haley Beebe. With 4:15 to go in the first quarter, Unitego trying to settle in and find some rhythm here, but a three from the left side is off the mark, and Lex Lucia goes into the land of the trees, gets a rebound, but then Newark Valley swats it out of bounds as she tried to go over the much taller Hannah Ferguson there.
This is my first high school game of the season on a college court, and it's amazing how they just immediately start shooting the deeper college three.
Well, that's what we were talking about in the Delhi Union Springs game. I said, with all these different three lines out there, let's see where they shoot from, and everybody was shooting from well beyond that black line.
And it's extra confusing right now because there's a middle line that shouldn't exist anymore, and colleges didn't get a chance to get them off. So it's like Neapolitan ice cream out there.
Yeah. I mean, the three that Lamport hit was well beyond the black line. And that's got to be hard for them, definitely. Lex Lucia across midcourt, feeds one through, finds Maddie Wilsey, and she missed the right-handed layup. She'll want that one back, and then we'll have a reach-in foul there on Wilsey afterwards. With 3:55 to go in the first, Newark Valley leading Unitego 14-5. Coach, do you often find, too, we were talking about this in the first game, high school teams get on this bigger court, you're maybe not as in shape as you thought you were?
It's definitely an adjustment, and also with spacing on the baselines and the sidelines.
Into the left corner now, Newark Valley with the basketball going left to right. They'll dish it off. Left-handed layup won't go for Jasmine Graham, who's into the game. And then we'll have a whistle underneath. Graham gets whistled for that foul. Lizzie Kraft, the talented tall freshman here for Unitego, was in there as well trying to hustle for that rebound. Here is Lex Lucia on the left side, tries to go to the middle of the court, finds Wilsey right on the middle of the logo, just gets over the timeline and gets it to McCoy. Now back to Wilsey, pump fake, steps in, left elbow jumper, too short, rebound, tracked down by Haley Beebe. And Haley comes across midcourt to the right side as the Cardinals go left to right. Scoring has slowed down a little bit, but Newark Valley still in control, 14-5. Into the corner, a three here is good. Broadcaster's curse right there as Hannah Ferguson's got 10. And it's 17-5 Newark Valley over Unitego.
Even as Newark Valley starts to sub and get into the bench, they still have multiple college-level players on the court.
Here is Wilsey to the right side. Unitego pulls one back out in front of the Newark Valley bench. They go to Kraft at the high post. Dribbles down, kicks out. Musaw, left corner, three, no. Buckled on the side of the rim. Gardner with a rebound. And an outlet pass to Beebe. She'll slow it down and pump the brakes a little bit here at midcourt. Right side now. Looking for Ferguson. Down low for Cha Gardner. No, tough angle there. Couldn't get it. Ball tapped out. Newark Valley keeps it alive. Beebe in the paint. And they'll kick one to the left corner here for the Cardinals. Little dribble drive inside. Back out for Beebe. Pump fake. Splits two defenders. Cha Gardner in the corner on the dish off. Missed it. Rebound Wilsey. And knocked out of bounds. And Unitego's getting those rebounds, trying to go up over the 6-1 and the 6-3 girl. Not working right now, Coach.
No, they're going to pressure rebounds just because they can get away with it. I mean, it's really a bad fundamental thing to do, especially when you get to the next level of play. But they're so physically talented, they can pressure rebounds and get back and protect the rim at the same time.
2:15 to go in the first quarter, and Newark Valley leads Unitego 17-5. Nate Lull with you on WCDO, and joined by Morrisville women's assistant coach Ryan Mahana tonight. Glad to have him here in the booth with me. Live from SUNY Cortland, game two of the Section 4 Class C semifinals. Delhi won a nail-biter over Union Springs in the first game, 41-38. Lex Lucia tries a long home run pass rolls out of bounds. It's going to go back to Newark Valley with just about 2 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Newark Valley's zone pressure, which is three-quarter court, isn't necessarily designed to turn you over. It's designed to eat clock, and then you put a poor quality shot up on the rim.
Cardinals dish one down low to the left low block. Shot off the glass, won't go, out of bounds. Last touched by Unitigo. The last time I had the pleasure of watching Newark Valley was in the sectional final 2 years ago when they played Norwich in the B final. They were super good then, so to see them here in Class C, talented, talented team.
Yeah, a lot of the similar, same players.
Cardinals will get it in. And a three ball here, left side, too strong for Newark Valley, but they get a rebound with Grace Gardner. She's going to pull one back out, right elbow jumper off the back of the rim, rebound tracked down by Unitigo and Lex Lucia. With a minute and a half to go in the first quarter, it's 17-5, Newark Valley leading Unitigo. They go Musa, left corner, drives into the paint, a little floater is no good. The 6'3 Gardner got her hand in the face there of Musa, and she had nowhere to go. In transition for Taylor Benjamin, and she'll pull it back out and set things up here for the Cardinals as they go left to right. Working inside for Ferguson, now to Gardner, off the glass, hits it and she's fouled. Just no way to stop that for Lizzie Kraft, and Gardner has five.
Again, making catches with 2 feet deep in the paint like that, especially inside the charge circle, you just got to not foul. You know, just you've been defeated. Get it in, get it out, and go and score.
Unitigo girls now trailing 19-5, and Gardner at the line hits it. She's got six. Makes it 20-5 with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. Lucia will dish one back off for Moosaw to the near side for McCoy. McCoy to midcourt, finds Lizzie Kraft. Now back to McCoy as they set it up. We're under a minute to go in the first quarter. Back to Moosaw here. Section 4 Class C girls semifinals live from Cortland. They'll go to the corner for Wilsie. Pull-up jumper, no. Rebound, loose on the ground. Picked up by the Cardinals, and they'll come out of there. Good hustle by Graham of Newark Valley. 40 seconds left. And across midcourt they come with Taylor Benjamin to the high post. They'll try to go down low for Gardner. It's tapped away and a steal by Moosaw. Moosaw will look to dribble it out of there. Goes cross-court, finds Lex Lucia. Lucia to the high post. Good ball movement. They find a wide-open Wilsie, and that time they broke the press. Makes it 20-7, Newark Valley leading Unitigo. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. They go to Gardner at the high post. Grace feeds one down low. They go to the far side, looking for Benjamin on the left wing. Back to Gardner at the foul line, and she hits it. And Grace Gardner has eight, makes it 22-7, and that's going to do it. A full court heave is going to be short, and Newark Valley jumps out to a 22-7 lead over Unitigo. We'll be back on WCDO.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to Shindello.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. If you're looking for the out-of-town scoreboard, the teams in our area that we're playing tonight that have moved on, Franklin girls defeat SK, Norwich girls defeat Waverly, Oneonta girls fell to Shenango Valley, Marathon girls will play Franklin. They defeated Odessa Montour, and the Delhi girls move on with that buzzer beater as Libby Lamport hit a three to beat Union Springs with 2 seconds left. Delhi won 41-38. We'll recap all of that at the halftime break. Start of the second quarter, Unitigo girls here in the Section 4 Class C semis trailing 22-7 over Newark Valley. Number one team in the bracket and the number one team in the state at the moment. You can see why. Wilsey on the baseline, double teamed here for Unitigo. Swarmed and trying to get out of there. She tried to play it off a leg, but Newark Valley's able to steal it. And here's BB in the backcourt. And across midcourt she comes, looking to set it up as Newark Valley goes left to right. They go to the high post for Gardner. Grace will feed to the left side, gets it back, pulls in for a 10-footer, just a bit too strong, out of bounds and going back to Unitigo. 7.5 to go in this second quarter, and it's Newark Valley 22, Unitigo 7.
Nate, pay attention to, you know, 30 seconds on the shot clock here. Look at the time when they actually get into their offense.
So we'll keep an eye on that from Coach. Of course, Morrisville Women's Assistant Coach Ryan Mahana with us tonight. As Moosaw gets across midcourt, they go to Coddington. Now they pass one down low for Wilsey, and up off the glass, and it's good for Wilsey. She's got 6. That still took 11 seconds, and they barely had it across half court there.
Yep.
So Newark Valley gets it back, leading 22-9. They try a 3 from the right side, no. Gracie Gardner, yes. Excuse me, that was Cha Gardner on the far side. Missed it, but is fouled, and will head to the line. So what a 1-2 punch here with Cha Gardner, the sophomore, and Grace Gardner, the senior. 6-1 and 6-3. You don't see that every day when you're rolling around the MAC like me. So,
no, I'm really at any level, frankly.
Yeah, pretty incredible for a smaller school to have guards and size like this. As here is Cha at the line settling in for the Cardinals. And first one rattles out. So 22-9 our score. Newark Valley on top.
You know, Coach Schweiger with Newark Valley, he plays with these girls year-round. They play AAU together. They do travel together. He really does it right.
Misses the second one. Rebound for Coddington. They try to beat the press, and Grace Gardner was there for the steal. And here is Haley Beebe across midcourt. We'll pass one to the right side and into the right wing corner for Benjamin. Now back to the high post. Cha Gardner steps in again. Not enough mustard on it. Left it short. Rebound Lizzie Kraft, but Cha's able to steal it back. Up and under, and she scores. Wow, what a move. The steal and then finished from an impossible angle, and it's 24-9. Here is Kraft across midcourt to the left side. Dishing one back up for Wilsey. Now to Kylie Moosaw. Gets around a screen, blocked by Gardner, gets it back, and the other Gardner comes over and knocks it out of bounds. Grace got it first, and then Cha got it second. 6:20 to go in the second quarter, and Newark Valley leads 24-9. This Unitigo team has been solid all year, champions of the MAC, beating Delhi by 5 in that MAC championship game. They'll get it in. Coddington to the right side, finding Wilsey in the corner, back to Coddington. They'll swing it around the world to the left side for Lucia. Leck steps into a 3, too strong, and a rebound for Wilsey. And Wilsey will pull it out on the baseline and get it back to Lex Lucia to the high post for Lizzie Kraft. Down low, no, intercepted. And Unitigo at that high post just has nowhere to go. Gardeners are clogging it up.
I'd like to see them start to get some corner 3 touches. It's open, and they have to stretch the defense.
Newark Valley going down low. Gardner, yes. Grace Gardner with 10 points into double figures for the Cardinals. Makes it 26-9. 5.5 to go before the halftime break. Another steal for Newark Valley. Here is Haley Beebe. Left side dishes it off for Cha Gardner. And off the glass and good. Nowhere to go. Cha Gardner with 4. Timeout Unitigo. They trail 28-9 with 5:25 to go. Second quarter on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York
State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. With just under 5.5 to go in the second quarter, Nate Lowell, Morrisville women's assistant Ryan Mahana with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web streams brought to you by SFCU. And Unitego trying to break the pressure, but they will have a traveling violation on Lex Lucia. So it's going to go back here to the Cardinals. Of course, want to thank all our special sponsors tonight, including Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. Gardner in the corner rattles in and out. Rebound loose on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball, and the arrow is going to keep it with the Cardinals.
It's a relief when one of the Gardners shoot a 15-16-footer. They can make them, but when they don't make them, you got to secure the rebound. It's just like, you know, insult to injury.
Yeah, it's extremely tough here for Unitego. You take one thing away, they can do something else. Now a steal by Musaw. Gets it ahead for Coddington. Chased down from behind. Coddington, the floater in the paint, won't go. Good defense by Newark Valley to hustle back. And here comes BB in transition. Wants to take it all the way. Missed it. Rolled off the rim. Rebound Benjamin up off the glass and good. 4.5 to go in the second quarter, and it's 30-9. Sorry to cut you off there, Coach. It's just end-to-end action here for the Cardinals. BB with another steal. Missed the breakaway layup. Benjamin says, I got that, and she's fouled on the rebound. With 4.5 to go, second quarter, Newark Valley leads 30-9.
I was just going to say that previous breakaway probably could have gone with a foul call.
Yes, very true.
Just one.
Unitego trailing 30-9 here in the Section 4 Class C semis. And the Cardinals will get it in. Left side, a three here is just off the mark. Rebound for Beebe. Shot was from Taylor Benjamin, far side. Ball is stripped in the paint. Benjamin gets it back, though, and feeds it back to Haley Beebe. Finds Benjamin again. Dials up another three left side. Off the front of the rim. Rebound Cardinals. They keep it alive. Second chance. Now a third and fourth chance as they'll pull it back out. Beebe to the left side. Will kick one for Grace Gardner. Passes to the interior, left-handed layup, off the mark. Another opportunity here. This one goes in for Hannah Ferguson, and she's fouled. Five, maybe six rebounds on that possession for Newark Valley. And Hannah Ferguson now with 12 points going to the line looking for more. 3:55 to go in the second quarter. All year we've heard from coaches and other teams that Newark Valley was the real deal. This is my first time getting to see them this year, and they certainly are.
That last possession is just a coach's nightmare.
Right, what do you do?
Five offensive rebounds, and then the last one, you give up an and one.
And the foul shot is in and out. Ball rolls out of bounds, going back to Unitego. They trail 32-9 with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in a few minutes. Coach and I will talk about some of the other games from around the way. We'll break down the first half for you. Right side here for Lizzie Kraft. Now back out to McCoy. McCoy straight away here as Unitego's in the green with white trim going right to left. Musaw, left side, pulls it back out for McCoy. They'll try to go to the high post for Wilsey. And into the corner for Musaw, dials up a three. Kylie Musaw, no. Kraft with the rebound, pulls it down, goes back out Wilsey. Steps in, jumper, rattles it home. Wilsey has 8 points for Unitego, 8 of their 11. The other three was from Tatum Coddington. Makes it 32-11. Newark Valley back the other way, going left to right. BB slices and dices through the defense. Left-hand layup, no. Out of bounds, going back to Tego. BB so quick there with that ball.
Leaving her finishes short tonight.
If you are a Newark Valley fan, Haley, of course, the younger sister of Bree BB, now playing for Niagara Community College. And you're right, they look exactly the same, Coach. We had a chance to have Bree last year on our AAU team as Unitego slices through the defense here. Shot off the mark there for Musaw. And, yeah, they look exactly the same.
There's no doubt they're sisters.
Here is BB across midcourt. Good to see Bree doing so well in college as well for Niagara. Shot here for Newark Valley, no. McCoy chases down a rebound. Ahead for Lex Lucia, and we'll have a foul in the backcourt here on Newark Valley with 2.5 to go in the second quarter.
It has to be a little bittersweet for Bree. Of course, she was a part of this group and didn't get the run that she probably deserved.
Very true.
With the last season getting cut short.
Yeah, if Newark Valley had had their full roster last year in a full season, who knows what they could have done. And coming back down to the sea level has really opened things up for them. And here is Wilsey in the paint. Pull-up jumper, no, but she is fouled and will head to the line. Maddie Wilsey has had a nice sectional tournament here. One of those players, some nights, scores two, but does all the little things. Other nights, like against Sydney in the opening round of sectional, she had 26, willing to do whatever it takes for the team. So Maddie Wilsey to the line. First shot is good for Maddie Wilsey, the junior. And steps in. Of course, one of the younger Wilseys, all her brothers have gone through and been a terror for baseball and football and wrestling at Unitego. So she's definitely a tough one. Pull-up jumper here for NV. Back down the floor. No. Rebound Unitego for Musaw. With 2:10 to go in the second quarter, it's Newark Valley 32 and Unitego 12. Left side of the floor for Lucia. Feeds one down low for Kraft. Went through her hands. Kicks one back out for McCoy. McCoy on the baseline will feed it up back to Lex Lucia. High post, Maddie Wilsey tries to go back door. Pass way too tall for Musaw and out of bounds. Any changes you've seen from Unitego here, Coach? Do you think that corner shot would still be open for them?
They're getting the ball to the high post, but it just immediately collapses.
And here is the Cardinals back down the floor. Left wing corner for a three. No, off the back, and a rebound for Musaw.
They're going to have to hit perimeter shots. It's just that simple.
Across the midcourt timeline for Lex Lucian. That's really what helped Delhi in the opener here tonight. They opened things up by hitting some threes with Lamport and Little, as well as Cadence Wakin, and that really allowed them to get to the interior, which helped them knock off Union Springs. Lex Lucia for a deep three. No. Left side of the rim wouldn't go. Rebound for the Cardinals. And it's really been one and done. They cleaned the glass very well.
Yeah, you're not going to get a lot of offensive rebounds when you're playing New York Valley.
Benjamin to the left side. Skips it across the top of the defense here for Ferguson. And a steal by Unitego with 1:05 to go in the second quarter. Now back out to Lucia. And Unitego across midcourt. Here in the Section 4 Class C semifinals, a late start here tonight for Unitego and Newark Valley, about 8:45, so we're glad to bring the action to you. Wilsey at the high post, pump fakes, wants to go inside, not afraid to go right at Chad Gardner. It's bumped out of bounds. We'll stay with Unitego, though. I think Wilsey's just throwing caution to the wind. Hey, somebody's got to try to take it in there. I'll do it.
Neither Gardner really fouls. They're not aggressive shot blockers, so if you kind of take it, you know, take it straight at their chin, don't let them jump. You can get some finishes off, but it's not easy.
Unitego finds McCoy on the inbounds play to the far corner. No, Lucia with the rebound, and Gardner affected that shot. She missed it. Rebound for the Cardinals. 30 seconds to go, second quarter. And BB across midcourt here for the Cardinals. And it's knocked out of there by McCoy. And it's going to stay with Newark Valley. And so the Cardinals with 27 and a half seconds to go second quarter, 20 seconds on the shot clock. We'll have the ball near midcourt. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We can talk about that first game, too. Delhi with a real thriller. This place was rocking earlier tonight as Delhi punched their tickets to the Section 4 championship game. Steal by Unitego, taken back by Newark Valley. Gracie Gardner to the interior, finds a cutting BB, and she slices it off the glass, and it's good. 13 seconds left, second quarter, and Newark Valley leads 34-12. Lucia across midcourt. Lucia to the right side, down low for Kraft, finds Wilsey off the glass. No, just rolled off the front. Rebound, running out of time, and that'll do it. Halftime, folks, Newark Valley leads the Unitego girls 34-12. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises is now providing residential and commercial trash pickup to the Norwich, Morris, and New Berlin areas. To get reliable service at a low monthly rate, simply call Waste Recovery at 607-563-2616.
Dugouts and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. It is halftime here at SUNY Cortland. Nate Lull and Morrisville women's assistant coach Ryan Mahana with you. And it's time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, Morabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Morabito, our people make energy different. Halftime score, Unitego girls trailing Newark Valley 34-12. Here's our scoring for Unitego. 9 points for Maddie Wilsey, 3 for Tatum Coddington. On the other side for Newark Valley, Hannah Ferguson with 12, Grace Gardner with 10. And then it's 4 apiece for Haley Beebe, Cha Gardner, and Taylor Benjamin. So, Coach, Newark Valley, the real deal. I'm excited to watch them here tonight. They're a team that looks like they could be built for playing for the next 2 weeks, possibly.
That's the expectation. I would imagine, knowing Coach as well as I do, anything less would be a disappointment. He'll be proud, but
yeah,
it's rare. I once in 10 years, once in 20 years, you get this much talent and balanced talent. You know, every now and then you get a stud big or a stud guard, and they literally have all five positions. So,
especially at a small school, you know, I think about this all the time. We're spoiled a lot in our area with the Delhis and the Unitegos. They have a lot of success. And then once in a while, I'll see a team or a school that doesn't have that success, and they'll have that one group that comes through, and maybe they make a league title run or a sectional championship type of run, and then it's like they might have a drought for the next 30 years. So, I mean,
yeah,
it's really special. You got to enjoy it when you get a group like this. It's got to be fun.
I mean, they were undefeated 2 years ago. They were close to it 3 years ago. So this is an extended run for a high school program. And even next year, with Haley back and Shaw back, they're still going to be really good. But with Taylor as a college-level player, Hannah's already committed to St. John Fisher College. Gracie's, you know, Division II big, with, you know, going to Queens College. The expectation is a state championship, especially in Class C.
Very excited. I mean, there's some potential great matchups down the road. I mentioned during the break, wouldn't it be fun to see them against a team like Duanesburg, who we got to see at the Delhi tournament? But I look at Duanesburg, yeah, great guards. I just don't know if they have the size. It's just, wow, so many what-ifs.
Yeah, I mean, they do have the talent to stretch the defense and hit some perimeter shots, but I've seen a lot of Class B this year, including Waterloo, which is, you know, number one team in out of Section 5 in Class B, and I think this Newark Valley team has more talent. They just do.
It's amazing. Amazing to think about. Let's catch you up on the out-of-town scoreboard here, as definitely want to pass along. I know there's a lot of listeners out there wondering who won the other games tonight. So, in Class D, Franklin defeats South Courtright. This is the girls. So the Franklin girls are moving on to the Section 4 Class D championship game. They will get to take on one-seed Marathon, as Marathon was able to win 56-36 over Odessa Montour earlier tonight. So your D Section 4 final is Marathon and Franklin, 1-2. Norwich girls are the one seed in Class B. They knocked off Waverly tonight. And everyone was really, you know, I talked to Norwich, they were really worried about that game, but, you know, Norwich was able to pull away. I'm just scrolling through here for my final score for the Norwich girls. Oh, here we go, 52-28, Norwich tops Waverly. Our dream matchup of Norwich and Oneonta doesn't happen because Oneonta falls to Shenango Valley 48-33. But Norwich girls Sunday in the arena. That game is scheduled for 4 o'clock in the arena on Sunday, so we should be there to cover the Norwich girls. And we're working to find out what time the Delhi girls, who won earlier tonight 41-38, will be playing back here at Cortland on Saturday. And I believe the D games on Saturday, girls are going to be at 2 o'clock, so that Franklin game is at 2, and then the boys' D game would be at 4. So I think that catches you up on everything. Coach, out of any of those games, I mean, you're always out and about. Any of those matchups, you know, especially on the girls' side, intrigue you? Norwich, Franklin, Marathon?
It feels pretty chalk. I'd be honest with you. There's always upsets, and, you know, basketball is one of those sports where, you know, one bad day or one good day, and especially in single elimination playoff formats, can turn on you. But all those top teams in those brackets feel like they'll be chalk. Marathon, I'll be interested to see.
Mm-hmm.
Just because both teams have talent.
And they know each other so well.
Norwich feels like they're setting themselves up pretty nice to finish strong. They work so hard, and they've challenged themselves unbelievably up to this point with playing bigger schools, and this is what it's for. But it'll be interesting. It'll be a good weekend.
Yeah, we're planning to do two games somewhere on Saturday. We're kind of waiting to see how the boys' games shake out tomorrow. By the way, we will be at SUNY Delhi tomorrow night for a 6 and 7:45. The first game is Richfield Springs and the Davenport boys, followed by South Courtright and Deposit Hancock. So make sure you tune in for those. Then we'll get our Saturday schedule set. I don't see any reason why we wouldn't go to the arena on Sunday, so we should have a lot more basketball coming up for you this weekend before then we get into the state tournament. All right, one last quick break here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Newark Valley leads the Unitego girls 34-12. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Morrisville women's coach Ryan Mahana with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Newark Valley knocks the ball out of bounds, so Unitego will have it here on the baseline. As we start the third quarter, we're glad to have you along, and Unitego will have the ball on the baseline to the right of the basket, again trailing 34-12 in the Section 4 Class C semifinals. McCoy will get it in, feeds Wilsey, who's got a team-high 9 points for Unitego. Far side for Musaw, into the left corner for Coddington. See what kind of adjustments they make. And this is Wilsey going right to the rim here, sandwiched by two defenders, and we got a foul, and Wilsey's going to head to the line. I've been impressed with her, Coach. She's not afraid to take it into the teeth of the D here.
You can draw a foul. If you go off two, you don't rush, you take it to the chin, you can draw fouls. It's when you start to get some body separation and try to do something outside of yourself that you're just either going to get blocked or the ball has no chance of going in.
Not sure if that one slipped out of Wilsey's hands or not, but an air ball on the free throw line there for Maddie Wilsey. Second one coming. No, in and out. Whoever's been going this way tonight, besides Newark Valley, has struggled a little bit, so we'll hope that Unitego can break the curse there. Cardinals with the ball. They go to Gardner at the high post. Pull-up jumper for her is too strong, and a rebound for Coddington. Outlet pass for McCoy, and now to Lex Lucia at midcourt. Unitego desperately trying to claw their way back into this game here. McCoy to the left side. Finds Musaw. Steps in for three. Yes. What'd you notice there, Coach?
There's that corner three. I mean, they got to get touches and got to put them up.
I like where she knew where the right line was, too.
That's right.
34-15, Newark Valley breaking the pressure. They go to Chad Gardner on the interior. Back out for Grace Gardner from the foul line. No. Tipped out. Ball into the corner. Going back to Unitego, I believe. Yes.
Even if they just shoot from the red line, the middle one, that's better.
Yeah, the black line.
Because unfortunately, the high school lines on most of these college courts are afterthoughts. They're, like, very light.
And the black college line is just so deep here, Coach. It's really... As the ball gets knocked out of bounds, Unitego will hold on. It's really amazing to see how far they have moved it back.
I hope the parents who think their children have hopes of college are noticing that, because it's seriously far back.
Left side of the floor here for Tatum Coddington. Now to McCoy. Ahead here for Musaw. Into the interior for Wilsey. And that's usually where Unitego might get a layup out of that. They have to pull it out in this scenario.
Kick.
And now we go to Wilsey at the high post. Finds Coddington,
is.
Left corner, three. Oh, in and out for Coddington. Rebound for Cha Gardner. That's that left corner spot where Coddington hit four threes in the MAC championship game.
Well, she shouldn't shy away. That one was halfway down.
Cha Gardner to the interior, up off the glass, through traffic, and scores. She has 6 points. 36-15. Newark Valley on top, and now the ball knocked out of bounds, but Unitego will hold on to it. just relentless pressure. And it's different than like a Norwich pressure, I would say. That's like just in your grill, but they're just right there in every passing lane you want to go to.
Yeah, like I said, they are looking for steals, but they're more importantly looking to get you out of rhythm and eat shot clock.
Here is McCoy going to the high post. No, Chad Gardner with those long arms gets a steal, and now looks like a reach-in foul on Matty Wilsey.
Yeah, if you have size, this is what a press looks like. You know, you're going to use the length, whereas like a Norwich press, which is a little smaller, is going to be more on-ball aggressive.
So Newark Valley with the lead here. Looking to face off against Delhi in the Section 4 championship game on Saturday. Cardinals step into it. Pull-up jumper, yes, for Cha Gardner.
When the 6'3 sophomore is doing pump fake, one dribble pull-ups, there's not much you can do.
Musaw to the left side. Yeah, I would say this is not necessarily that Unitigo is playing bad, if you're listening here, folks. Here's Lucia for a left side three. Got it for Lex. Her first bucket makes it 38-18. It really is that Newark Valley is just a powerhouse here. We know how good this Unitigo team is against normal, I would say, Class C competition. Left side three for Newark Valley, no. Rebound for Cha Gardner. Back up top, BB straightaway three for NV, no. Tipped around, and Gracie Gardner's got it. It helps being 6-1, and she puts it up and in. She's got 12, timeout taken. 5 minutes to go in the third. We'll step away. Newark Valley leads Unitigo 40-18 on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. It's the Section 4 Class C girls basketball semifinals here tonight. I don't want to mess up C and D for any of our loyal listeners out there. In the D bracket, we will have Marathon and Franklin on Saturday. That's in the D bracket. This is the C bracket here, so don't worry, folks. 40-18 our score, Newark Valley leading Unitigo. With just under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, live here from SUNY Cortland. Here is McCoy on the left side, stripped. It goes back to Musaw. Now back here to McCoy. Musaw straight away for three. They had someone open in the corner, it looked like. No, but it was taken away, and now a three-on-one if they can hurry for Newark Valley. And in transition, the layup is up and good for Hannah Ferguson.
The ball went to the high post. Tatum creeped in. She should stay in the corner. Just, again, they're just let it fly.
Here is Musaw, ball stripped out of bounds, going to stay with Unitigo. Coach, tell us again that Newark Valley at least has two, if not three, girls already committed to go play in college.
Two girls committed, one who's being recruited by, you know, upstate New York programs, and then, of course, Cha and as a sophomore and Haley as a junior will be college athletes if they so choose to be. So,
pass to the interior for Unitigo as Wilsey is fouled here. So just wanted to paint the picture of what Unitigo is going up against here tonight, folks. As we all know, this Unitigo team has had so much success across soccer and basketball the last few years. Wilsey to the line, and her first shot is good. Wilsey has 10. Of course, Unitigo won the Section 4 Class C Championship back in 2020, about a week before the COVID outbreak happened and everyone's season got cut short. We missed the dream matchup of Unitigo and Cooperstown in the regional. Wilsey's shot won't go from the line, and a rebound for Newark Valley. Three in the corner, yes. For Hannah Ferguson, and she has 17.
That matchup might have been the Nate Law Classic.
We were so excited about it. We were like, oh, that's not going to happen very often. So, and then it all got shut down just a couple of days before. 3:50 to go in the third. 45-19 the score. Here is McCoy as Unitigo trails. They go to Connington. Steps out for a three. It wouldn't go down. Good-looking shot, though.
Good look.
Newark Valley back down the floor, right side looking for Benjamin, blocked by Coddington from behind with 3:40 to go in the third.
It must be nice if you're a guard or two and you can just break out on a shot and not have to rebound because you don't need to worry about it.
I mean, they are really looking to run any chance they get. Inbounds pass for Grace Gardner, and she hits it.
You just know a Gardner's going to get the defensive rebound and you just take off.
Grace had a big smile on her face running back down the floor as Newark Valley leads 47-19 over Unitego. Unitego in the green and the white trim. Passes to the left side here for Lucia. Pulls one back out. And avoids a double team. Gets it over to the right side for McCoy. Or Musaw, excuse me. Inside for Maddie Wilsey. Back far side, Lex Lucia. Five on the shot clock. They're going to have to move it over to Musaw for three. No, off the front of the rim. Rebound for Cha Gardner. And Gardner ahead for BB in transition for the Cardinals. Left side, BB through the defense. Got this one to go. Haley BB now with 6 points. And it's 49-19. Coddington at midcourt with Unitego. Ahead down the right side for Wilsey. Back to McCoy on the left side. And they go to the high post now for Wilsey. Good ball movement here by Unitego. They find Coddington in the corner, but Gardner was able to close out on her. McCoy back straight away, three-point line extended. Finding Coddington, dials up a three. No. Went a little too far on that one, and Grace Gardner with the rebound. Coddington getting the looks, though, here, Coach.
She shoots an easy ball. They're good misses, meaning, you know, they're right there. She's just got to keep doing it.
2:15 to go in the third. Beebe from the left side for three, and she's got nine. And this Newark Valley crowd is loving it. They lead 52-19. Here is Unitego in the backcourt. McCoy getting hounded. Finds Musaw over the midcourt timeline. Musaw, left side, wants to take it inside. Missed the right-handed layup. Rebound for Wilsey, and she's fouled. And Wilsey, despite being about 5'5", I think she's listed at, doing a good job on the glass for the most part for Unitego.
And I think we're going to start to see the subs here.
Newark Valley going to the bench here. Three players coming in. BB's going to head off. Ferguson and Grace Gardner all to the bench. Ferguson with 17, Gardner with 14, and BB with 9 for the Cardinals. And Wilsey at the line. First one is good. Maddie Wilsey with a team best 11 for Unitego. Makes it 52-20. A lot of these players coming back next year for Unitego as well. Maddie Wilsey now with 12. She's one of them as just a junior. And across midcourt here for the Cardinals. And they go to the left side for Graham. Graham will dish one back, and splitting through the defense is Taylor Benjamin with 6 points, and she's had a nice night.
Yeah, she's a great downhill driver, right-hand finish, really good athlete.
Minute 35 to go in the third. It's 54-21. Newark Valley leading the Unitego girls. Section 4, Class C, girls semis. Musaw, the jumper on the baseline is good. Kylie Musaw now with 5. Minute 20 to go in the third. It's 54-23. Across the midcourt timeline here again for Newark Valley. They're going to pass one to Taylor Benjamin. They try to go to the inside for Cha Gardner. No. And taken away by Maddie Wilsey. Here for Lex Lucia. She feeds one for Coddington. Left side in front of the Unitego bench as they go left to right. We hit a minute to go in the third. Back to Musaw. Right side. Pull up jumper. No. And rebound on the far side. Tapped out of bounds. Last touched by Newark Valley, it looks like. Here by Rachel Walker, who's into the game. Oh, now BB and Gardner are going to come back in. And Cha goes to the bench as well as Taylor Benjamin. Just rotating some starters at this point, it looks like. Again, live from SUNY Cortland here tonight. We know it's a late night, so we are glad to have you along. As Unitego has the basketball with Musaw. Pull-up jumper is too strong for Kylie and a rebound for Newark Valley. Just want to remind you of all our special sponsors tonight, including the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, as well as Lang Construction of South Courtright, Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, as well as Wagner Logging between Masonville and Deposit. 30 seconds left, third quarter. Cardinals with the ball. They'll look to go to Gardner at the high post. Now with 25 seconds left, here is BB, the floater in for Haley BB, now with 11 points. 56-23 with 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Cardinals fully in control, trying to go to the Section 4 championship game here in Class C. 10 seconds left, third quarter. Coddington steps in, three ball for her. Yes. Coddington hits her second three, makes it 56-26, and that'll do it. Fourth quarter coming up. Stay tuned. Newark Valley leads Unitico 56-26 on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. The Newark Valley girls lead Unitigo 56-26 as we hit the fourth quarter here in the Section 4 Class C semifinals. Winner of this game will take on Delhi on Saturday in the championship game. Delhi, of course, winning earlier 41-38 on a Libby Lamport three from the corner. And this place erupted. It was pretty cool. Sylvia Little had 15 points. Libby Lamport had 9 to lead Delhi to a 41-38 win over Union Springs. Started the fourth quarter here in Sudi Cortland. A corner three here for Grace Gardner. Missed that one. It's going to go back to Unitigo. If you are looking to come to the boys' games here tomorrow, they were also supposed to be very late, but they have moved them up to 6 and 7:45. And so this will be the only night of late games here. And a lot of it was because the Cortland women have made the NCAA tournament. They were in here practicing until about 6:30. Lex Lucia for a three, left side, no. Ball tapped out of bounds and going to go back to Newark Valley. So, yeah, I was here setting up. Cortland women got an at-large bid, so they were really working hard until about 6:30. And then this place just transformed in about 15 minutes to get ready for these games.
Look like they're having a good practice.
Yeah, a lot of running up and down today, and you could definitely tell they were preparing. I'm not sure who they play first round as Newark Valley gets it inside. Shot was partially blocked in a pull down here by Moosaw. Everything they were going through today was this team does this, this team does that. So they were definitely preparing. Three ball for Wilsie. That's rare to see her fire one up from the outside. No good. We're a minute into the fourth quarter, and the Unitigo girls trail Newark Valley 56-26 here on WCDO. Beebe trying to take it to the rim, and Coddington swats it out of bounds.
It's interesting to hear what different schools' techniques are when you have a week to prepare. Ours is always, if you have 4 days to prepare, 2 days for us, 2 days for them. So 2 days, we're not even going to talk about them. We're just going to work on being our best selves, and then 2 days, you're preparing specifically for them.
Graham with the shot inside off the pass from Gardner, and yes, again, we said it off the top of the broadcast, but in case you're just joining us, Ryan is assistant women's coach for the Morrisville women's basketball team. They're going to the NCAA tournament as well, winning their league this past weekend. So you came straight from practice here to help me. I appreciate that.
I did. I told you. I literally had my whistle on.
Lucia for three on the right side. No. Far side rebound for Moosaw, and it's in. And Kylie Moosaw has 7. Makes it 58-28 with 6:20 to go.
A little disappointed you didn't have any food ready for me, but that's okay.
You know,
You're a busy guy.
I failed on that one for you. Left side, three for Chad Gardner, and everybody's getting into the act here, shooting some threes. Lizzie Kraft with the rebound and an outlet here for Lex Lucia. Yeah, I was waiting for the table service up here, but nobody came along for me. So left side for Moosaw, dribbled it out of bounds. I will say, I had that one time in my job prior to this. We were at Ohio State, and they had a guy that would go around and get you food.
Oh, yeah, Diet Coke.
Yeah, they brought sodas and whatever else you wanted. They had this whole buffet. It was awesome. Unitigo gets it in. Pull-up jumper for Wilsie. No. That was cool. Don't see that very often anymore. And Newark Valley leading 58-28 with 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Benjamin, corner three. Yes. Taylor Benjamin with 9 points. 5:35 to go in the fourth quarter, and Newark Valley leads 61-28. And again, this is not Unitego playing poorly here tonight. I know we have a lot of Unitego loyal listeners. This is how good Newark Valley is, folks. Shot for Moussaw, no. Lucia back out, finds Kylie for three, rattled it in. Kylie Moussaw now with 10 for Unitego. Makes it 61-31 as we come up on 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Right side of the floor now for Haley Beebe. Looking for Benjamin on the left side. A feed down low for a wide open shot. Gardner, and she scores. So now Newark Valley has four players in double figures, and Benjamin's sitting on nine as they lead 63-31. 4:50 to go in the fourth. Here is Maddie Wilsey, finds Coddington. Silky smooth three. Got it for Tatum Coddington. She's got nine. And it's 63-34 with 4:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Coddington, again, had five threes in that MAC championship game. She's got three tonight. And a straightaway three here for Benjamin. No. Coddington did maybe get a piece of it. Outlet pass from Wilsey to Lucian. Rolls out of bounds. Going to go back to Newark Valley. You feel for one of the seniors here for Unitego, Lex Lucia. She's had a great career with, you know, the run with her sister Haley, of course, getting to the state championship game in soccer. And Lex has had 2 years without Haley and really made her mark as well. She's done a good job. Cardinals will get it in. Here's Benjamin on a drive to the left side. It's knocked out of bounds. Going to stay with Newark Valley. Boy, it seems like just yesterday where we were here and Haley was on this team. Haley Lucia, the Perry sisters, they were winning the section and getting to the state championship in soccer and then winning the basketball sectional championship as Newark Valley gets it in to Grace Gardner. 16 points. Also feels like a long time ago with what COVID has taken away from a lot of these kids. 65-34. Cardinals with the lead here over Unitego. Here's Lex for three, left side. Left it short. There's Chad Gardner skying for a rebound. Ahead now for Taylor Benjamin. No, but she's fouled by Bailey McCoy. And so this will send Taylor Benjamin to the line.
You know, as the score has gotten away from us a little, I'm just watching kids and fundamental plays and thinking about there's a reason why they get to us and we're yelling them for everything.
As the first shot here for Benjamin goes, I mean, do those things really stick out to you?
They do. I mean, perfect example, one-foot takeoffs, right? And I'm sure their coaches talk about it too, but you have to be able to finish off of 2 feet. Like we call them slide finishes, especially in the, you know, open court with a defender on your hip. Soon as you take off of one at the college level, you better be able to dunk that thing because you got charges waiting for you. You have help rotation defenders. Just gives you no options. And just it's funny to see it now because they just know some college coaches are going to be yelling a year from now about it.
3:40 to go here in the fourth, and Unitego trails 38-34, a block for Newark Valley. And here comes Benjamin. Little give and go, gets it back, and scores here for Taylor Benjamin. She's got 12, and Benjamin down on the play. Hope she's okay. It appears she is, hopefully, with 3:27 to go.
I think she caught one on the nose.
70 to 34. Yeah, kind of holding her face here. So we'll step away for a quick injury timeout here. But the Unitego girls trailing 70-34. 3.5 to go in the fourth on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. It appears that Benjamin is okay. I think you were right, Coach. Might have just got bumped in the face there, and looks like she's a tough one, and we'll be fine, hopefully. 3:20 to go here in the fourth quarter, and it's 70-34. Unitego girls trailing. This will be the end of another fantastic season for Coach Z and his Unitego Spartans, MAC champions. As they will pass one down low here for Moussaw. On the right low block, she lost control of it. And Newark Valley will come away. So it'll be the Cardinals of Newark Valley and the Bulldogs of Delhi for the Section 4 Class C Championship. And Delhi will have their hands full, that's for sure. Ball out of bounds on a shot from Newark Valley. Stepped on the line there was Hannah Ferguson. And it looks like the Cardinals are going to go back to the bench and get some of those starters out. Fantastic performance. They have five players in double figures here tonight, Coach, and I'm sure that's a lot of the norm for this crew.
I was just going to say that. That's pretty much every game.
Every coach that I have talked to in my travels here in Section 4 have said, Nate, all roads lead to Newark Valley, and that is, they were not wrong. They did not lead me astray. Lucia gets into the paint. Pull-up jumper for Lex is good. So Lex Lucia with 5 points makes it 70-36. With 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. As a shot here for Newark Valley, no, but a rebound for Lucia. Now, what we do is when we broadcast a team from our area and then a team that's not in our area, as Unitego goes down low with Moosaw stripped, we will give the awards to our local team. But, again, if you're a Newark Valley listener, you deserve a lot of awards here tonight.
It would be difficult to give him out.
Yes, I mean, there's a lot of great players. There's off the bench, Anna Leona Kalin from downtown hits one for Newark Valley. It's 73-36. Traveling violation.
Nope.
Oh, actually, timeout. Yep.
Yeah, rolling sub.
And they're going to bring some subs in here. Moosaw to the bench.
My favorite timeout to call. Just get these subs in here, please.
Get them in.
Yeah.
So these seniors, Alexa Lucia, McKenna Gilbertson, and Tatum Coddington for Unitego will end fantastic careers. All three seniors will be on the floor here for the last minute 45. And they go to Coddington on the right side. Steps in for a long two. Foot was on the line. Off the mark. Rebound for Gilbertson. Will work one back out to Lex Lucia. And off a screen for Lex. Her three rolls off the back of the rim. We're down to a minute 25 to go in the fourth quarter. Jump ball. Harrell will keep it with Unitego. Going to be that fun time of the year. Sectional finals starting to get set after tonight for the girls. The boys will be tomorrow. We're going to have two more broadcasts for you live from SUNY Delhi. And Unitego works it around. Lucia for a long two. A little too much on it. Rebound for the Cardinals. Minute 15 to go. And across midcourt here at Cortland, it's a late night, but the Cardinals are enjoying staying up late as another three from Kalin. She's got 6 points. Well, the minute to go, it's 76-36 for the senior, Anna Leona Kalin. Unitego with the basketball on the right low block. Turnaround shot for Natasha Swift. No, instead she kicks it back out for Gilbertson. Now to Coddington. Oh, she thought about a deep three but didn't pull it. Instead goes back to Gilbertson. Her shot rolls off. Rebound for the Cardinals with 35 seconds left. All the starters out here for Newark Valley. They'll look to work it around for the last 30 seconds of the contest here. And they'll go to the right wing corner. Now they feed one down low, and the jumper is good for Adriana Finta. Makes it 78-36. Everybody getting in the scoring act here. And Newark Valley is going to advance past Unitego. 10 seconds left. Gilbertson in the corner. Double team. She lost it. And 78-36. Newark Valley is going to the Section 4 Class C Girls Championship game to take on Delhi. We'll be back with the postgame show on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time inside SUNY Cortland. Final score, Unitego girls falling 78-36 to Newark Valley. Scoring for Unitego, team high 12 for Maddie Wilsey, 10 for Kylie Musaw, 9 for Tatum Coddington on three threes, and 5 for Alexa Lucia. On the other side for Newark Valley, 17 for Hannah Ferguson, 16 for Grace Gardner, 12 apiece for Cha Gardner and Taylor Benjamin, and 11 for Haley Beebe. Let's jump right into our three awards here, and just a reminder that our Section 4 Class C final will be Newark Valley and Delhi on Saturday. The time is still to be determined on that. First up is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We can go Maddie Wilsey tonight. Again, no disrespect to NV. They deserve a ton of credit. We're just going to give these to Unitego since they're our local team. We'll go Maddie Wilsey with 12 points. You know, she really didn't look afraid out there tonight.
Just grinded away, got to the free throw line, competed. I mean, in a game like that where the score gets away, you're just looking to see who really competed.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. A lot of different ways you could go here. You know, we've given a lot of awards recently to Kylie Musaw. I'd like to give one to Lex Lucia here, a senior, her last game. More of a thank you for everything she's done. Really nice young lady. So let's give Lex Lucia our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lex, not the tallest girl on the floor, but always finds a way to do something out there.
Handles the ball, always gives her team a chance to win. Looking forward to spending some time with her this spring with Armadillos.
Yeah, she'll be hanging out with us for AAU, so some of these girls will have some basketball left. Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Let's go Tatum Coddington, three threes, 9 points. Looked silky smooth from the outside. I think a good choice for All-Purpose.
Yeah, I mean, she made three. She probably could have made seven, mm-hmm. frankly. I mean, good, clean looks, good, clean misses, you know, just back rim. I honestly wish she shot it a little more. She probably pump fake, gave up a couple that she should have put up, especially in a game where you need to make them.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you coming in here for game two. It's been an exciting doubleheader, and good luck to you and Morrisville in the NCAA tournament this weekend. So exciting as you guys won your conference. It's really awesome to see.
We appreciate it. Heading down to Gettysburg Thursday. No probably battle site visits for us, though.
No bad.
Keep them off their feet.
Business trip,
yeah,
right?
Business trip, exactly.
All right, we are going to take a break. Actually, we're just going to wrap it up here as we've gotten through all our spots here tonight. A big thank you to all our special sponsors as well. They're supporting us all week long, so tomorrow night and Saturday and Sunday, so we'll be giving them a lot more credit throughout the week, as we'll have Newark Valley and the Delhi girls in the Section 4 Class C championship game on Saturday. Not quite sure where we're going to be on Saturday yet, but stay tuned to WCDO to find out our full schedule. Tomorrow we'll have the D-Boys games from SUNY Delhi starting at 6 o'clock, so tune in for that Butler Auto pregame show. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios, and we'll see you tomorrow night on WCDO Sports.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
You go about your business, we'll keep playing the music. We're your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Oh, my favorite song.